In response to voters rejecting a proposed millage to fund public art, City Council is taking another look at the Percent for Art program. Council is putting on hold funding for most public art projects, except for the Kingsley Street Rain Garden, the Stadium Bridges, and the Argo Cascades. Councilmember Marcia Higgins says these projects will get funded based on their current status.
They're being funded because they've been in the works for a while. They've already done the public meetings on them. They've had lots of things. In fact, some of that art's going to be installed at the Stadium Bridges in the spring. So those are projects that are well down the road. The other projects that were mentioned have not even gone out for RFP yet. So they're ideas.
Higgins says suspending funds for other projects will let residents know the city won't be spending money until they have a clear plan. Councilmembers Sally Hart Peterson, Sabra Briere, Stephen Kunzelman, Margie Teal, and Christopher Taylor have been named to the task force to review the Percent for Art program and make recommendations. Mayor John Heafter says no matter what happens, the city will continue to support public art in some manner.
We're just taking this time to make sure there's some kind of a future for art, because we had an art commission prior to the Percent for Art, and of course we had an art commission if we wanted to. Several council members said tonight they would like to see more private funding. If we're going to do that, we need to have a mechanism to gather that private funding and an art commission to administer it.
The task force has until February to look at other public art funding models, review the current process, funding issues, and the role of the Public Art Commission. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.